Hello, this is a podcast on the Brooks Technology IRT1 talking infrared thermometer. I'm Chris Hill, and let's begin by describing the unit. It's about 5.5 inches long, inch and a half wide, inch and a, maybe 3/4 to an inch tall. It has a round circle on one end that you can feel. It's hollow. That's the sensor. If you look and lay it down on the table like a remote control for a TV or something, you'd find a speaker at the top, followed by two buttons, one in front of the other, and behind them a third button. The first button's your temperature button, the second button's a scan button, the third one is a mode button. I'm going to put the batteries back in the unit, and you can hear the intro.
1.1. Press any button to start introduction.
There's a little bit of vibration in the speaker. That's not the recording.
The temperature sensor is located on the end of the device near the speaker. There are three buttons located below the speaker. Temperature, scan, and mode. To read temperature, press the button closest to the speaker while pointing the device. To scan for a warm or hot object, press the second button. The beeping tone indicates the temperature. To change mode, such as Fahrenheit or centigrade, or language, use the third button. The device will shut off after 3 minutes of inactivity. To reactivate, press the temperature button for 2 seconds. To hear this introduction again, remove and replace one of the batteries. 73.
That's the temperature of the area around here, by the way, it finished with. I'm going to shut this off, and we can go out and take some temperatures. I just lit the barbecue grill here, and it's a good thing to try to get a temperature on. The cover I'm going to get first. I'm going to hold the, you should be able to hear that's the beeping it talks about. It gets faster as you point at something hotter. So I'm going to get top of the barbecue grill. I'm going to go backward venting a bit. Okay, here's the temperature.
121.
Yeah, that's, just the top of it. Okay, opening the grill. See that? That's what it sounds like when it's on something good.
307.
Now that was just kind of pointing at the back wall. I'm going to point the... see if I can get it pointed at the flame here. And I'm holding this about 6-7 inches away. It doesn't really matter where you hold it.
413. 461.
Doesn't beep that much faster, but you can tell you're on something hot. Anyway, that's good for the barbecue grill. Let's go on to something else. By the way, to get the beeping, you have to hold down that second button, and it'll give you continuous temperature if you hold down the first button while you're pointed at an object. Here we are at the freezer. I just opened the lid of my deep freeze. I'm going to point at the lid of
13 it. 13 degrees Fahrenheit, 15.
See, it beeps very slowly when you're pointing at a cold object. And let's get us a reading. I'm going to point down into the bottom of the freezer.
-2.
Okay, -2. I've seen it colder than that. Let's point at something else.
-15 degrees Fahrenheit. -19 degrees Fahrenheit. -19 degrees Fahrenheit. -19.
I would say that's pretty cold. Okay, we'll do another one. One thing to mention about this unit is it's great for taking temperatures of things that you need the surface temperature of. You can use it on like your freezer and your oven and things like that because the surface of the container, the inside of the container is going to be a pretty good proxy for the temperature of the stuff in it. And you can get a temperature of the stuff in it too. Just point it at that stuff. You're not going to be able to get internal temperatures like of you or your pets or anything like that because it just doesn't work that way. That you need a probe thermometer for. So here we go. We're going to do an oven real quick. In front of the oven here, I'm going to first point through the glass door, and you'll see that that's not terribly useful.
76 degrees.
Okay, let me pop the door, and then I'm going to point into the back of the oven.
339 322. 368.
I would believe that 368.
377.
I've got it set for 400, and it just said it was preheated.
347.
But that doesn't always tell the truth, so I'm going to come back in a minute. The one area I thought I could get a temperature on, but I really haven't found a way yet, is a stream of running water. It'd be nice to get hot water temperature, but I haven't really been that lucky at aiming it yet. And that's the thing. You don't have to be right on the top of whatever you're trying to get a temperature of with this. You can aim it from several inches and maybe even farther away. But since I'm not that good at aiming things, I try to get as close as I reasonably can. Okay, one more shot in the oven here. Let's see, it's got a really good signal on that.
303.
Yeah.
275.
Of course, it's been open for a minute while I play with it.
383 degrees Fahrenheit.
And that's what it sounds like at the hottest. All right, well, that pretty much does it for the oven, and I think I've covered everything I need to cover here. So, that'll be all for now. Have a good one.